Todd Sommerfeld. I'm a sales agronomist for CHS in Crookston, Minnesota. We are pleased to bring you the update from the Red River Farm Network, CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Tuesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Megan Overby. USDA released its October World Agriculture Supply Demand Estimate and Crop Production Reports this morning. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service has U.S. corn production for grain forecast at 15 billion bushels, up slightly from the September forecast. USDA forecasting U.S. corn yields at 176.5 bushels per acre, slightly higher than the trade expectations. U.S. soybean production forecast at a record 4.45 billion bushels. USDA has soybean yields forecast to average 51.5 bushels per acre, slightly higher than trade expectations. Total planted and harvested acres for corn and soybeans remain unchanged from September.
Instead of the corn and soybean yields in the Eastern Corn Belt offsetting the losses in the West, EverAg market analyst Mike North says the Western Corn Belt yields are better than initially expected.
It's allowing this national average yield to climb. And so as we, you know, we take a look at the new yield as presented this morning, beans at 51.5. So still not a record, but boy, we're knocking on the door. And corn finding a little bit of lift as well. The average guess was 176, which would have been lower than the September number, but USDA came in higher than the September number by 0.2 of a point to bring us a 176.5 national average yield. Trimmed wheat a little bit in that regard, which, you know, the ongoing pressure to that crop, that doesn't come as a huge shocker either.
Today's report from the USDA was friendly for the wheat market. Midwest Market Solutions President Brian Hoops says,
now, the USDA did make minor changes to the balance sheet. They lowered harvested acres by about a million from a month ago, 900,000 acres. And I haven't had a chance to look at what state that was or what states, but I would assume it is North Dakota and Montana, maybe Minnesota, South Dakota, areas that abandoned spring wheat acres. Yields were down slightly, and that resulted in about a 50 million bushel production drop from a month ago.
With an increase in the crush and no change in exports, USDA soybean ending stocks are estimated at 320 million bushels. That's up from an average trade guess of 300 million. USDA is forecasting corn ending stocks at 1.5 billion bushels, up from trade expectations of 1.43 billion. 2021 and 2022 wheat carryout totals, 580 million bushels, up from a trade guess of 576 million. U.S. wheat ending stocks are at their lowest level in 14 years. The season average soybean price is forecast at $12.35 per bushel, down from $12.90 in September. The average corn price was left unchanged at $5.45 per bushel.
Brock Associates owner and market analyst Richard Brock thinks the big surprise in today's WASDE report is the soybean carryover.
The USDA's now estimating carryover for new crop soybeans at 320 million bushels. We're higher than that. We think it's, our estimate is 350. In any case, it's very hard to justify $12 soybeans with that, those kind of supplies. So it's, you know, just shows how quickly things can change. And like the old saying goes, big bulls turned into big bears. And a lot of people thought this one would be different, but it's not. And, you know, we now have soybean prices trading at the lowest price they've been in 7 months. And unfortunately, it's probably not over yet.
Brock says there weren't many surprises for corn in the report.
But once again, we're in a bear market, and corn basis levels are softening. USDA in the soybean balance sheets really didn't make a whole lot of changes that were of any surprise. They're estimated carryover for new crop at 1.5 billion. crop is average yield of 176.15, and I think that's probably fairly accurate. You know, those numbers aren't going to change much at this point in time. I think a lot of farmers now that, you know, are nearing the end of harvest, grain's going to go into storage. I think it's going to be hard to move corn or soybeans off the farm here.
StoneX Group Chief Commodities Economist Arlen Suderman says the focus now for the grain trade shifts to demand in South American production.
We've got enough of the crops harvested that I think the trade's going to assume that additional adjustments in the size of the crop shall be pretty minor, and so they have a pretty good feel for supply. So they're going to watch the pickup in shipments to China. We had a good export inspection report this morning, but more needs to be done. We're still losing ground. We need to pick up the pace of shipments of soybeans to China, and we need to see that demand there. Otherwise, we could see some demand cuts in future reports.
Harvest Hotline, sponsored by Pivot Bio Proven 40. Predictable, productive, weatherproof. Turn to a better nitrogen. Turn to Pivot Bio Proven 40. According to Leah Johnson of Red River Marketing Company, 99% of the soybean harvest is complete in the Elbow Lake, Minnesota area. With the dry conditions, yields are still a pleasant surprise. For corn, water has been the biggest limiting factor.
So we've got sub 100 bushel corn to 200 to 220 bushel corn, all depending on the timeliness of rains this summer at that pre-pollination. So I guess water is essential, and we need it. Usually we don't want it to rain so much in June, but I think it's kind of important that this crop gets rained on in June.
The dry conditions should not have a major influence on cropping decisions for next year. That's Harvest Hotline, sponsored in part by Ag Country, Farm Credit Services, and Beta Seed. A friendly reminder, go to the Red River Farm Network's website, rrfn.com, to sign up for the weekly Farm Net News e-newsletter. You can also download this broadcast and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's all at rrfn.com. Reporting agriculture's business, this is the Red River Farm Network.
Farm news for this Tuesday, October 12th, here on the Red River Farm Network. Sugar beet growers in the Mindak Farmers Cooperative growing area got a late start to the full harvest campaign. That's due to the warmer than usual conditions. Winemere farmer Carson Klosterman started lifting sugar beets on Monday.
We had some beets on some lighter ground, so it's actually been going pretty good. Rain amounts in our area anywhere short of 2 to a little over an inch. So wide variance on rainfall, and with a handful of fields is all the farmers have. Usually you can find one that's in the worst, best shape, if that sounds right.
Klosterman says the tonnage is expected to get better with the recent rains and extended harvest.
The one thing we will give up with the rain is sugar content, as the beet takes in more water. So that's It'd be nice just to stop raining. I think everybody's happy with the tonnage that's out there, and let's just keep putting on sugar.
And now the sugar beet harvest could be a race against a hard freeze.
Southern Minnesota Beet Sugar Cooperative growers are also crunched for time this harvest due to heat delays. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Randy Conan is helping his family harvest sugar beets near Clara City, Minnesota.
They'll get harvested what they intend to harvest. Right now they're planning on about a 20% set aside that won't get harvested. So that means almost a fifth of that crop's not going to get harvested this year. That's how big the crop is down here. They're north of 30 ton down here. My brother made the comment too. He said, you work all your life for a crop like this, and then they make us set aside 20% of it.
Conan says the full sugar beet harvest started at 8 o'clock on Monday.
Been going good so far. One farmer on here right now that didn't get the last little bit of rain that they had a little further north. Harvest conditions, you couldn't ask for better harvest conditions than a nice crop down here too, the way it looks. Same as what Mindak and Crystal were too, just with the heat. And once they got past the weekend, that's why they wouldn't start full harvest till Monday morning. So right now everything has been mid-40s here overnight. We're supposed to be a 35 here, I think, on Thursday night. Possibly some rain tomorrow, the way it sounds.
The Minnesota House of Representatives is considering legislation to help farmers and ranchers impacted by drought. here's Representative Paul Anderson of Starbuck, who provided opening remarks during this morning's hearing.
Kind of took this from what we did under Chair Pompey a couple of years back in regard to providing some assistance for dairymen to enroll in the livestock margin protection plan and help them with their premiums somewhat. And this would do similar thing in that it would pay up to one half for a maximum of $1,000 per farm to help them with the cost of their crop insurance this year when most farmers are seeing sub-average yields of their crops, corn, soybeans, other crops as well, wheat, things like that.
Minnesota Department of Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson said while this package will not make farmers and ranchers whole, it would help pay a bill or two.
You know, if we're going to consider drought relief, this is something that we could do that would help a lot of folks. We visited with a lot of people about it. Again, we're open to suggestions on it and adding, but we wanted to put this framework out there. Waiting till 2022 to pass the decision. If we don't do it, every day that ticks by is hard for us because we would have to, design this, put it together. We kind of have an idea, but then put out the notice to farmers, and then they would have to apply and then get the dollars out.
Minnesota Farm Groups provided testimony for drought relief during this morning's House Agriculture Committee hearing. According to Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation President Kevin Papp, farming and ranching is all about supply and demand. That supply has an awful lot to do with the weather.
As we look at the livestock, we want to make sure we have that reliable not only feed but also water supply in the future. And livestock farmers this year kind of had to do both. They had to buy and sell. They had to buy more hay because of their third of a normal crop, 2 to 3 times more expensive, certainly, and then sell those calves not only earlier but lighter. So I have some real concerns about how the livestock families are weathering this storm and are in support of the package put together by the Department of Ag.
This is the Red River Farm Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Fargo-based Bushel has acquired a joint venture owned by ADM and Cargill called GrainBridge. That follows Bushel's recent acquisition of PharmLogs. Bushel CEO Jake Jornstad says this platform will help farmers make grain marketing decisions.
One of the biggest complaints in agriculture technology right now is the farmer has too many tools that they're supposed to use throughout the season. You know, GrainBridge and Bushel are two tools of many. Now they're one. And so over the course of the next 12 months, the benefit to the farmer will be if they do business with their local co-op, and they do business with the large Cargill processing center nearby, those experiences will be similar and familiar for the farmer and therefore easier to use, in our opinion, a much better experience and how the farmer goes about doing their business.
Jornstad says Bushel has a role in resolving the bottlenecks within the supply chain.
The amount of paperwork in the grain industry between facilities, when maybe a co-op sells to an ethanol plant down the road or a processor of some sort, there's so much inefficiency between those two parties. In the Bushel network, when those companies are on the Bushel platform, we have a tool called Fulfillment where those two companies can share their information in basically real time as to their deliveries and the commitments they have to each other, whereas traditionally you'd wait for a fax, maybe a PDF in the email, a few weeks away. And so instead of waiting weeks to reconcile deliveries between the facility to the next, Bushel's allowing you to do that the same day and multiple times a day.
Taking a quick look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon. December Minneapolis wheat up 5 at 950.5. December Chicago wheat up 2.75 at 734.5. December corn down 10.5 at 522.5. March corn down 10.25 at 532. November beans down 30.5 at 1197.75. January beans down 30.5 at 1209.25. Livestock markets are trading lower. Thanks for joining us. This is the Red River Farm Network.